Okay, so weiter in Simon Kufzari Ches, Dine Chatzitza. The talk now today, today's conversation about fingernails, for the most part. You got through many of them?
So far.
Yeah, it's wrong. Okay, yeah. All right, it's I'm sure we'll go through it reasonably fast. the mission again, the starting point is always that mission, Mikvos Perek Tes. And Mishnah Aleph introduces the topic, Elu Chotzitzin Ba'adam. So one of the things that is a Chatzitza in Mishnah Beis, on that list is Batzek Shetachas Hatzipar. Batzek is dough, right? I mean, it's, you know, you get gook underneath your fingernails, so that's considered a Chatzitza. However, Mishnah Gimel turns and says, Elu Shein Chotzitzin. So there it says in Mishnah Dal, on that list, is Vitzoa Shetachas Hatzipar. What's the difference? So presumably Batzek is like external, right? It came from somewhere else, and, you know, and it got underneath, and it's a Chatzitza. But other things, well, maybe they are external, but still they come from normal, you know, sweat and other things that are body, I think your body generates and so on, combined with other things. So there's stuff that gets under your fingernails, so that's not considered a chatzitza. That's according to the Mishnah in Mikvos Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalam. The Tosefta, however, limits it. The same Tosefta in Perek Vav Halacha Hei in Mikvos, in Source 2, Hare Elu Chotzitzin, they are chotzitz, Tzoa Shetachas HaTziporn. So that's a stirim. Right? We said in the Mishnah, Tzoa Shetachas HaTziporn is not chotzitz. So Sefta says, Tzoa Shetachas HaTziporn is chotzitz, but Shelo Keneged HaBosar. If it's on a part of the nail, someone has long nails, especially women, men also, long nails, and this Tzoa is found in the part that's above the skin, so to speak. I mean, you have long nails, so it could be a significant, not significant, but a certain amount of space where the nail is above air. It's not above the skin of the finger anymore. Then, that he says is a chatzitza. Okay, because it looks filthy, you clean it. You know, when you have long nails, so you know, you don't want junk collecting underneath it. So you probably machbet on it. Batit v'abotzek shetachas tzipporn afilu keneged abotzek. But external things like mud and dough and so on, then even if it's on the part that corresponds more or less to the finger, you have to clean it out. You follow? Now this seems to be a little bit of a steer, because our mission did not make that limitation. And the Mishnah simply said, Tzoa Shetachas HaTziporn is not chotzitz at all, period. Implying even the part above the finger level, right? And the Tosefta said, no, it's only by the finger level, right? You with me? So it seems to be a little bit of a steer. So the Rishonim deal with it and attach other limitations here. Tosis and Ida, I left out the Lamed, it should say Lifluf. It didn't come out in the printed source. Three. Lifluf, that's a Dibba Masa. Lifluf Shabayan. Lach Eno Chotit Yovish Chotit. Remember, we talked about the Lifluf, that's the mucus, what we call sleep in the eye, right? We talked about it the other day. So the Tosis and talking about that, Anita, Sam Zayan Amidal, Dibba Masa Lifluf, it says, Hot the Tan, the little Tosis. Tototan Hosma Sechon Mikvos, Gabe Elusha Ein Chotit in the Tila. Lichluche Tsoa Shalabosar, Bitsoa Shatachatziporin. So Myri Belach. Tosa says that when we said in the Mishnah, that our Mishnah, right, in Perek Tes, Michos Mikvos, in Mesechus Mikvos, rather, in Mishnah Dalim, and that's talking Mari Belach, that's talking when it's liquidier. Dumya de Lichlitzo Shalabosa, just like the sweat and so on, that chilik between Lach and Yovesh, which we discussed. The Ibi Yovesh, Amailo Chaitzi, but if you have this, whatever the gook is solid, then certainly it should be a Chatzitza. Okay, Va'od. Which means gilde is what's encrusted over, which means it's dry. Okay? And mentions there also Tachas HaTziporin. So Tosus learns that the Mishnah, which says Ein Chotzitz, there was a limitation already on the Mishnah Gimel. When it says Elush and Mishnah Dal, right? It says Elush Ein Chotzitz in Tzoa Tachas HaTziporin. Yeah, Lach. And he qualifies, Tosus qualifies the Mishnah. It's only talking about when that which is under the skin is Lach. So it's possible, Tosafot doesn't say it, but it's possible we can resolve the steer between the Mishnah and Tosefta in that fashion, okay? One can be talking about Lach, one can be talking about Yavesh, okay? When the Tosefta says, I heard a Chotetzin, Shalom, can I get a boss? So that made him talk about Yavesh, and the Mishnah wasn't, it's not a steer, the Mishnah wasn't talking about that. You follow? Tosafot doesn't address the steer. Okay, but I'm just saying you could read it in that
maybe
way.
Maybe it's lach when it's kind of lesser.
What's that?
Or maybe when it's kind of lesser, it means lach.
By definition, maybe that's possible too. I don't know. I'm just getting Tosafot doesn't address the issue. The Mordechai also. The Mordechai in the end of the Rabbi is Tavshin Mem Zion. And Shul was there. Hechos Mikros and 4. Lechluche tzor she'al habosar. The tzor she'tachas hatziporin. Again, it doesn't make a chiluk. The tzefa, that letter point, is Mayri Belach. Dibiyavish, Hainu Gildetso, Batsik Shechotzitzim. Like Tosis. Right? The Tosis and the Mordechai both seem to be saying the same thing. That the only time we say that Tsoa, Tafis Tzimor, is not Chotzit is when it's Lach. And the Brisa could say, he's talking about the Yavish. The Brisa says that if it's connected to Bosa, perhaps even Yavish isn't the problem. Or like you're saying, it never is Yavish. I'm just saying, they're not coming to resolve this theory, but you could use that to resolve this issue. But even if you don't, okay, let's assume they just operate in the mission, they ignore the Tosefta altogether, but it's an important qualification that Tosa says it's only Tomat Lach and not Yavish. Okay? The Rashboa, in Torah Sambayis HaKotzer, by Zion Shara Zion, by us, in 5, he writes, Titva botze shetachas at tziporin afilu keneged abosar, v'tzoa shetachat tziporin shalo keneged abosar, harel chotzitim. Okay, and how he defines his terms. Ezeu shalo keneged abosar, hoya tziporin gadol, v'odef al abosar, it was a long fingernail that extended beyond the flesh of the finger. Nimtze tzoa tabi tziporin, tachas osomakum shodef al abosar, ezeu shalo keneged abosar. That's how Tosus defines it. I'm sorry, the Rashboa defines it. The Rosh is similar. The Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos in the back of Nida, Simon Chavav, quotes the Tosefta, 6, quotes the Tosefta, Tzoa Shatachas is born, Shalom, can I get a boss, or a boss, Shatachas is born, I feel, can I get a boss, or a chotzitin. Bottom line is, it seems that the Rosh Boa and the Rosh both pass like the Tosefta. And they make that chiluk. And by the way, they could argue that there's no steer in either. The Tosefta is still coming to be a farish the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Elo Shein Chotzin, Tzor Shetachas Atziporin, Tosefta says, yes, provided it's by the skin and not by the part of the nail that extends beyond the skin. In other words, Lechore, the Rosh and the Rashbo are learning there's no stira here, and they pass it like the Tosefta. So, right, they said it depends where it is. So, Mistama, rather than, ordinarily we wouldn't pass it like Tosefta over a Mishnah. So presumably they learn that Tosefta is not coming to argue on the Mishnah. Right? Tosefta is Mefarish the Mishnah. Right? And that's presumably how they learn. But the bottom line is they clearly passing like the Tosefta that it's Tzoa Shetachas HaTzipor and Shalok Neged HaBosar is Chotzitz. Okay? And like the Tosefta said, I read a Chotzitzin. The Rambam, though, passing the other way. The Rambam, Perek Reis Hilchos Mikvos, in Halacha Aleph, writes, Ein Elu Chotzin, Bo'odam HaBotzek HaTit Shetachas HaTzipor. We all agree to that. But Halacha Yedalad, he writes, "Ve'elu she'en chotzim adam tzoet shetachas atziporin," and he doesn't make a limitation where it is. So again, it could be the Rama holds that the Tosefta and the Mishnah are arguing, and we pass by the Mishnah that there's no limitation. You follow? So that the Machol we've shown him exactly how to learn this, up. There is a fourth opinion, and that is a Menatam, is quoted in the Smag and in the Smak both. In the Smag, and back to Lavin Kuf Yud Aleph, 8. Are we okay? We're all with it? Okay. Tanya b'shoyter mikvos hatzor shetachas tziporin shalom keneged abosar v'atit v'abosar shetachas tziporin afilu keneged abosar harei elu chotzitzin. Good. So he makes that. He quotes the Tosefta. Upir shabenu tam b'tshuva achas shemidaber. It depends what you're talking about. Shemidaber b'tit hadome lebotzek shenidbak ma'od. How sticky or adhesive or sticky is this stuff that you're talking about? Okay. In other words, if it's something like botzek, which dough is very sticky, okay, or titcho yotzim, the different types of clay that we talked about the other day, avalova titacha vitzo and so on, and he quotes the brayse, the mishnah, tateda shari tanan maseches mikvos elu she'en chotzin l'chuchay tzo shabbos har vitzo shtachas tzporin. Okay, so he says the chilek is between what are you talking about, all right? In other words, if the tzo is very adhesive, very sticky, so then it is chotzitz. Okay, and if it's not, then it's not chotzin. That's the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, ain't chotzin, so shetachas etziporin, he's talking about the less sticky type of stuff, and the Tosefta is talking about the stickier type of stuff. And again, it could be the same thing before. If it's keneged abosar, it won't be that sticky. Or we're not worried about it, keneged abosar, we're only worried about the part that's extra. But again, that's how, see, you see how Rabbeinu Tam learns? That's Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, it depends on the type of the nature of this tzoa. What type of material is it? Very sticky material or not? The smock also. That was the smock. The smock says mitzvah cotton, and it's a reish tzadi gimel, right? The tzoa shetach zipor mechalak Rabbeinu Tam bein nidbekes v'shein nidbekes. How sticky is it? Is it or not? And then he says, "Gamal mer kafilu bein nidbekes v'ena makpedes ein lalochosh." Even if it's sticky, that was the last thing I forgot to read in 8, but he said, Odomar Rabbeinu Yaakov. Rabbeinu Yaakov is Rabbeinu Tam, right? He's called Rabbeinu Yaakov Tam. Yaakov Ishtam. So he says, "Ode Omer of Yerno Yaakov da filu betit ubotzik imeshman kol kach ma'ach and amakri." Then it's also okay. How do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? There are these different shittas. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the first. We saw the Rosh Bo and the Rosh, like the Rosh Bo and the Rosh. Here in Sif Yud Ches 10, Tzoa Shatachas Atziporin Shelo Keneged Abosar Chotzeitz Keneged Abosar Eino Chotzeitz. But Abotzis Shatziporin Afilu Keneged Abosar Chotzeitz. Ve'ezu Shelo Keneged Abosar Zeh Shatziporin Odeif Al Habosar. Mamish like the Rosh Bo and the Rosh, basically passing like the Tosefta. And like I said before, they'll be starting to learn that the Tosefta is not arguing with the Mishnah. Tosefta is just coming to qualify or to explain the Mishnah. Okay. Now, the Taz, in Sukkot and Yutes, quotes from the Beis Yosef, that Smag, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Right, look at 11. Kosta Beis Yosef, which is Smag, which is Rabbeinu Tam, she said, Dafke betita domel et botzek shenidbak ba'o. That it's chotzeitz beyond the, you know, skin level, that's always very sticky. Kigon teach yotzim, avalo betita acha v'tzoa. The teda, shere tam b'mikvos, eil she'en chotzen, l'chuch et zoa shab saro, v'tzoa shetach smar at all. But the Shulchan Aruch does not mention that kula here, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is makel if it's, you know, less sticky stuff. Okay, and the Taz points out that that shita doesn't even make it as the Yeshom, it doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch at all. Shulchan Aruch simply says if it's under the tziporin, it's chotzitz. Shalom kereg rabosa. Okay, it doesn't say only very sticky. The Rabbeinu Tam limited to some specially sticky materials, parallel to batzik. Okay, and Taz points out it didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. However, when we call Mokom, so even though it doesn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch here, the Taz says we call Mokom nearly Taz b'mash zema shehuksha Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe. That's the Mem Yud is Mordechai Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe. That's the Levush, right? Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe b'Levush. Lama ein his harm is ebed atila sedayim. Okay, but atila sedayim. Remember we learned before that. Although there are some exceptions, whatever is a chatzitza for tefila purpose, also chatzitza for tefila sedayim purposes. Right, so the Taz here by us in Yerudeus from Kutsari Ches, the Kutsari Ches, raises the question of Tils Yadayim and writes, Vishakasavti, Elfima Shakasavti Nicha. The Vadailin in Tils Yadayim, Shapri, Samchin, Abin Atam. Okay, the Eno Chotzes, Vak Titayotzu, and Kyotzebot. So there we rely on Abin Atam. We're Machmer here, but when it comes to Tils Yadayim, then we rely on Abin Atam. So his point is, Abin Atam is not Nircha from the Halacha completely. That kula suggests applies to Sadaim, even if we won't rely on it here by Tevila. And the truth of the matter is, the Torah Sabayis Orach, notice in 12, Bayis Vov. We've been dealing with Bayis Zayin, that's the issue, you know, of our topic with Noshim and Yonim. But Bayis Vov is about Sadaim over there in Shar Hey. 12, so the Rosh Bo writes, Tzoa Shetach Ziporn Eina Chotzetze She'en Adam Machbid Aleha. Okay? But if it's under the finger, that's like you saying, it's not that sticky. It doesn't stick that much there. I guess because of whatever liquid in the body. Etc. So bottom line is the Rosh Bo also brings up that issue of Enam Mudekis talking about Tils Yadayim. Here by Tvila, so we don't talk about that kula. But Tils Yadayim we do. Okay? Now, the Bach points out in our Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches in 13, Tzoh Shtach Tzoporn, Ule'inya halacha naktina l'chumra. We're machmir. Tafilu tzoh keneged abosar chotzetzes. We paskin, even if it's keneged abosar, even though it's not said in Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rosh Bo and the Rosh, that it's keneged abosar eno chotzetz. Right? Look back in 10. Keneged abosar eno chotzetz. But the Bach says, that I feel it's all connected. What's the chotzetz? Why? The ain unu bekiyin bein saw nidbekes lein nidbekes. We don't have a good handle on whether how sticky. What's the rules here exactly? How sticky is sticky? You know, cleaves or clings or not? Rosh Bo saw nidbekes din kedin titu botzek anidbek. I feel connected. What's the chotzetz? If it's like tit and botzek, we said even connected. What's it? So therefore, ain lo lahaka b'tit she'ain on nidbek. The ain unu bekiyin. Okay, so again, we've had that before from the Bach. We don't know. And based on this, all the major Rishonim, about to see them quickly, but all the major Rishonim bring a long-standing practice, only a minig, but the Ramban brings it in Hilchos Nida, Paraktes, Hosiyot Beis. He writes, L'ficha, Tzosh Tach Ziporn Shalokin Eger Abos Eir L'chotzitim. we pass the Netzor, even, well, Shalom Keneged HaBosser, the Chatzitza, we just assume from the Bach, even if it is Keneged HaBosser, because we can tell the difference, but here's the point. Lefichach nagush you no close Tziporneen b'shas Tevila. Therefore, the minig developed, the women cut their fingernails. And cut their fingernails. When they sha'en on b'kias, in Keneged HaBosser, Shalom Keneged. What exactly, where is the dividing line? What is Keneged HaBosser? You look at your own finger, you'll see where the nail, you know, part of the finger on the opposite side of the nail goes higher. Right? So how hard does it have to be as high as that part, as high as this part? It's different. So the Ramban says, not exactly the same. The Bach said, we don't know the difference between Nidbak and Enidbak. The Ramban says, we're not sure the difference between Keneged HaBosser and Shalom Keneged. Therefore, the meaning is, women cut their nails pretty much down pretty far before going to the mikveh. The Rashba and the Bais HaKotzer, by Zion Shar Zion here, 15, brings this as well. But so tach tziporn shalom keneged habosser lechotetin, ezer shalom keneged habosser, haya tziporn godov odav al habosser, nimtzei tzor b'tziporn tachas oso mokom sha'odav al habosser, zeru shalom keneged habosser, which we saw the other part. Lefichach nagu b'nei sisra litol tzipornayim b'shas tvila, mipnei she'ein mekiyas l'chavin keneged habosser lo keneged. So that's the Chach Meisora, the Ramban, the Rashbo, bring that practice. The Rosh also brings it. And here in the back of Hilchos Megillos, in Siman Lamed Hey, V'nagu Hanoshim Shlitol Tziponeim, Shalo Yei Tachteim, Dovah Chotzeis. There shouldn't be anything underneath. And in the Hilchos Nida B'Kitzur, remember we saw that once or twice, the very end of the Rosh, he has like a little summary. So in Siman Beis, he writes, V'od Yom, when it's still day before she goes to the Mikvah, Tikhanes Pamecha Tzitachuf, V'tichat Yofar, V'titol Tziponeil. He's passing it, that should do, that is the meaning. Okay?
But
still,
Basser, like,
how do
you call that?
Yeah, so that's the question. So they're kind of pretty far down. I mean, and different people are marked differently. Remember, I stress, I don't say only, but it's a minik, right? So, you know, I remember one time, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, so my wife went to a mikvah in Eretz Yisrael in Bayit Dagan, okay? And, you know, they made her cut even further. I thought it was fine the way she did it, but, you know, whatever, they made her cut even further down. Mamish, you know, told. So mamish, nothing sticking up. I mean, that's what anything sticking up. But the question is, what about the side? So I thought she got up, they cut it further. They didn't put it on them.
What okay. Does it mean? Like, does it mean like you can't, like, you press it down, it can't get any faster? I mean,
that's the question. Is it press it down, or if it's just natural, that's one part of the issue.
There's no point that we're not begin, so the whole point of the key is just cut it.
Yeah, so cut it as far as we can cut it. I mean, it's cut it off. But yeah, that's how it looks. Okay. The Ran on the Riff and Shrews, Vavamid Beis, Dumas will kill Karosh. Quotes from Minim to Sefta Tzosh Tach Tziporn Shalom Keneged HaBosser V'Atit B'Abotzei Tach Tziporn Afil Keneged HaBosser Harim Chotetim U'Mishim Hachi Nagu Nanshi Dilan Ligzos Tziporneh V'Shatila Hoser Lichluch Misham Kedei Shalom Tovano De Sofik Ma'u Keneged HaBosser Ma'u Shalom Keneged HaBosser Ma'u Tzoha Ma'u Atit U'Bahi All these sakes. Not just the Bach, we don't know what's Nidbak, but we don't know the Ramban, what he said, we don't know what's connected, what's not, what's considered tzor, what's considered sticky. We're not sure of anything, so therefore we eliminate the problem altogether.
She also has to take the dirt out of her nails, right?
Yeah. No, but if you cut them, it's good, but then you take whatever's left, you gotta get the dirt, yeah.
If you cut them, there's still dirt in there.
Yeah.
Even though that's clearly connected to
what's Yeah. That's what we try and do. Now, I want to mention, well, and Mordechai also quoted Nago Noshin Lachtoch Tziporim Kavatulim Neish Chashash Ol Tito Botzir Tachat Tziporim, and that's what Shulchan Aruch brings here also in Sif Yurches. Okay, Sif Yurches. Ulefi She'ena On Yicholos Lechavein Man Nikor Keneged HaBosser Shalom Kenegdo Nago Anoshin Litol Tziporim B'Shatzil. So this is an old minig as well. Okay, I forgot to print. I don't know why I had it in my mark. Chaim Moser is a tshuva. If you want to look it up, it's Chuvas Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simon Lama Gimel. I don't know why someone missed it when I was copying it over. But he talks about women who want to have long nails. And he writes the word Mem Nun Yud Kuf Vav Resh. Manicure. Okay? And manicure. They have a man who like to keep long fingernails. So he's against, you know, he says they should really cut their fingers. But Sof Kol Sof, he says, well, a woman does not want to cut her nails. We won't stop her using the mikveh. Not that. There's other chatzitas we will, you know, but this is only a minute. You know, so there's some room. We discourage it strongly, and this is a tradition, a minig yisrael, nagu anoshim. If you have a woman, again, sometimes you have to deal with balei tshuva, women who are not so committed to mikvah together just yet, and you want to be sensitive, v'chulei. So, Chaim Moses says, you know, if you're stuck and there's no choice, and just want to. But, like you say, she'll have to clean it. Let's clean. That's. Without saying, a harami. You know, we'll make sure there's nothing there.
For example, right, we can't do that. For...
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. Yeah, yeah.
No, not a nail polish.
But that's a problem. If you have a nail polish, I have a problem. So again, so there's room for coolers.
Well, yeah,
nail
polish, and then
Tina
can click on. They have like a.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard they have like a station that you can put on the end.
Oh, afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that afterwards?
No, they have a station that you can put on. Yesterday?
Potentially, meaning it's not.
Well, the problem with nail polish is a couple of things. With some say it's okay, because the B'Shem HaChokas could be a mom, it has mamoshas, remember? It's the noy. Those who held the noy alone is enough, they're not hanami. But we don't usually file it, we remove it. They have one for after the mikveh, the one can go to another one.
Could be.
It's like,
if you don't feel
noy,
you just go from Medicare, you just get one after.
Ah,
I'm not saying they have like ladies there. Yeah.
Manicure,
and they had nail
polish there. Come here. Look, the truth of the matter is, some of the new mikvahs, who didn't mikvah, and Tinek mikvah, are very beautiful. You know, it's supposed to feel like a spa like treatment and so on and so forth. Good. I should encourage women to go to the mikvah. You know, I mean, come a long way since the days of dirty mikvahs and so on and so forth. Where, and it should be a positive experience for women. It should be a positive experience. I mean, it was, you know, you remember years ago, Baruch Hashem, the community, I mean, the Tinek Mikveh, I think, was built in the early 70s. My mother, Lashon, was one of the people on the original committee, et cetera, et cetera. But the community outgrew that mikveh. Women come, they sit in the mikveh, they have to sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours before going. It was horrendous. I mean, it was just, you know, it became an unpleasant experience. You don't want it to be an unpleasant experience. So I think it's right that they make it look nice. Okay. Yeah. Next case. Okay, so that's Sifir Ches. Yes, good. All right, now, the Mordechai mentioned another situation there again in Siman Tovshin Mem Zayin in Shavuos. He writes, 21, Val Isha Shahoyla Nefech, or Nafach, it's like a swelling. I'm going to call it abscess, but not an abscess, but the finger puffs up. What's the name for it? Sometimes eventually you have to lance it to get the pus out, right? It puffs up, it's a swelling. I think there's a name for it. No, maybe an abscess. But anyway, so I'll work on what's the point where the nail is. Okay? The law is a lachter for lachot. You can't cut it off and you can't trim it and so on. In the fucha kol kach, shena tit nirish, etach se porn, eno chotet, you love chotet. If the swelling is such, you can't see what's under the finger because right next to it's where the nail meets the abscess is coming, where the nail meets the skin on the side, not above. And something pops up there, so it covers. The swelling covers it up. So the Mordechai says, not a chatzitza if you can't see it. And that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin says, you test, 22. The Shach points out, it's called Chavdalad, the name of the Beis Yosef, where did this come from? We learned this from Chetz. Remember by the splinter, we made a difference, whether it was near and not near it. Remember? We had a machlokas, what that meant. Remember? But we did have that chilek. So the Shach says in Sukkot Chavdal, because he says it was a nilon mechetz the leil. Well, if he's there, ain't tzarach she nikram or habosar al atit elakol she atit kach ba omek she no near bishav al habosar ain't a chotz the leil gabechetz. He said it doesn't have to be that the skin grew over where the stuff was gathering under the fingernail, but as long as you can't see it. In other words, even if it's not, the skin didn't grow, but it's like with a splinter, the splinter is inside, the skin grows over. Sometimes, you know, when you take a splinter out, it's deep enough inside, you have to manage to cut the skin to get it out. So they don't need that, as long as it can't be seen. That's what the Shach points out. The Sidra Tara doesn't disagree. Sidra Tara and Sivkot Lamed Ches, 24, doesn't disagree, quotes the Shach, but he points out, V'ozul Shitoso, this is a Shach Shitoso from above, Shekol she'eno shovel abasa kari eno nira. Remember, he says, as long as it's not level with the skin, that's already called eno nira. So maybe that'll be the same thing over here. All right. Now, talking about the whole shit about fingernails. Now, talking about fingernails, this is also an issue. Again, the issue of the regular fingernails, I mean, is very much all halamaisa. Number one, she has to clean it. And number two, she cuts them pretty low down. Okay, this is no galamaisa. Mordechai and the Tumah quote something else. Okay, what about the fingernail itself? Can the fingernail itself be a chatzitza? In what situation? Let's say you bite your nails. Well, you don't bite your nails, but it cracked, split the top of the fingernails. So there's now like piece sticking out, piece hanging off of the fingernail. Can the fingernail in itself, in effect, be a chatzitza? So the Mordechai writes, again, in different memories now, Tovshin Nun Aleph, 25. 25. Kosov, Gam Kosov is quoting from the Rav Yo. Okay? The quote's the name of the Rav Yo. Gam Kosov, B'Shem Agonim, Dafka Botzish Dachatzmor Chotzis, Avalatziporin Atzmo Ein Chotzis. And therefore, I feel him Hoyser Gedola, with a long fingernail, which you're going to cut. You're going to cut it. No one goes around with long, called claws. You know, you have a long fingernail, they're going to cut it. And it's Omedes Lichotech, who parachas over, who mekeneged abos ein chotzetz, is a time of shun that tziporin, how can we go for Adam? Even though it's, you know, it's fluttering above the skin and so on, and it's not really part, it extends way beyond. Nonetheless, that's not called a chatzitz, because at the end of the day, it's meguf adam. It's attached, it's meguf adam. All right? Even if you have a long finger. All right, now, the Sefer HaTrumah, in Simon Kuf Dalet, writes in 26, Utsricha lachtoch tziporneho, v'chein hu minik, like we said, V'nir da hainu taima, mishumatit shetachas at tzipornayim. The reason we cut the fingernails is because of the possibility of teeth or other stuff under them. The Sefer Truma is saying, don't be misled into thinking the reason you cut your fingernails is because the fingernail itself is a chatzitza. No. The reason we cut the fingernails is because of stuff that's underneath it. Aval mishumat tziporin shu gadol yosem idai, chutz labasar, but asid lekotzitzo, anyway, and that's what chotzitz ain't on your tamzeh. And he brings that because apparently maybe some people held like that. The reason why he says you have to cut the fingernails because the fingernail itself could be a chatzitza. Okay, but he says it's not true. And I'll give you a right. He says, Shahari Saros Rosho, have long hair. We don't make the one cut their hair before going to the mikveh. Saros Roshan, Shigadul and Yosem Idai, but Omnuli cuts it. Okay? Ain Regilim Legalchum Shastrila. We don't, it's part of the body. Part of the body. However, that's the Mordechai and the Truma. However, the Ravan, Elazar ibn Nosson, one of the Rishonim, Ravan, 27, here in Nida Simon Shun Chavav, but he's quoted, we wouldn't bother with it except there are more quotes, as we'll see. V'chein Tzricha Lachtach Tziporne Adev Ragleo. First of all, notice that Ragleo too, toenails also. Come back to that point. Kevon Da Asido Litlon Chaitzi Hashta. That's the line of the Ravan. The Kevon Da Asido Litlon Chaitzi Hashta. You're going to be cutting off anyway, therefore it's already considered chatzitza. It's already considered extraneous to the body, and therefore it's and you have to cut off. And it's a chatzitza. And this is based as a Gemara in Chulin, Ayin Beis, and Beis, going over to Ayin Gimel Aleph, B'chala Omei Lachtoch Kechotoch Domi. Okay, it's talking there about the shchit, they find the animal inside the mother's womb, whatever, it's an expression, B'chala Omei Lachtoch Kechotoch Domi. So based on that, the Ravan has this chumra, that the fingernail itself can be a chatzitza. And in the Shulchan Aruch here, in Tziv Chof, some Kuf Saches, Tziv Chof, 29. So first he says, V'davka botzer, davka botzer, shtach tziporin chotzer, aval tziporin atzma eina chotzetzes. V'avila v'aysa gedola, v'omen atzichotech, v'parach v'aris v'kinegat abotzer, eina chotzetzes. Says the Ramo, Miu, Ramo, Miu, calls it dafka she'ein tsoa o botzeg tachto b'shan satrilash. B'shan shatoba. That rule that the fingernail is not a chatzitza, yeah, okay, but it's still got to be clean, like we said before. Now he says, ume'achar de'farnogu lito latziparnayim. Now, as we said before, all of Rishonim said, Ashkenaz, Mitzrayim, all say that the minig is we cut the fingernails. Afilin tziporn achas nishor b'yod v'tovla tziricha tevila acheres. Even if one she didn't cut down by mistake, she forgot, you have to toggle over again. Okay? And v'chein nogin. That's the minute. That's like the Ravan. Like the Ravan is saying, if it's one long nail that you didn't cut, she cut her fingernails before going to the mikvah. She forgot to cut one nail. Forgot to cut one nail. No mistake. And slipped through the cracks. So the
that's a different reason, though.
Oh, it's correct. It's correct. But as we're going to see from the poskim, even if you're sure that there's two issues here. There's the fingernail itself being a chatzitza, and there's stuff under the fingernail being a chatzitza, right? So we assume the fingernail itself is not a chatzitza. The Ravan said, no, if it's too long, if it's a long fingernail, that itself could be a chatzitza. Right? Because you're going to be cutting it off.
Actually, in the Ramah sounds it's more of a din in Makpedas or not, because now everyone's Makpedas to remove it.
That's true, but that's what the Ramah is saying. You're going to be cutting it soon. Right? The Ramah said, if you're going to be cutting it, it's a chatzitza now. The Shach, in Sukkot Nechof Hei, 30, writes, Tuchat Zulachar, Be'emes Chumra Zulo Nimtzis Bishum Posik. It's a big Chumra. Okay? Because he's saying you have to need a tzvicha tefillah acharis, so they go to mikra again. But adrava, now mishav a harbe poskim a tour beis yosef nireh mevur the chol shatzipor and noki bevada and achotes. The key is to make sure that it's clean. So if it's clean, it's not a chatzitza. So what's Ramah talking about? Ramah is probably saying even we know that it's clean. It's a problem in its own right, like the Ravan. He writes that shach elah hagos sorry tour because of the tov lahachmir. The Tidmol Shein, it's Mishum, the Efser Shalyeh Besochotim. Because there's bound to be something there. Okay? Al Kain, Kosav Aram, the Noah, rather Amor, and the Noah Gilahachman. The Chosav Naram is Maramu Lin, Chus and Payalav. The Kavan Shein Zem Medina El Chumra, he said, this is only the Chumra, and therefore, Lo Echmir, Kishnim Tzashok and Tzmor Achas, Miyad Achar Atvila, Kodem Shalona Imbailah. We're only concerned if she noticed this problem right when she came out of the mikveh. She's still on the premises of the mikveh. She hasn't gone home yet, not with her husband yet. So that okay, so hop back into the water. What's the big deal? Right? Go back into the mikveh. But I believe no motzakim ad lamachar ain roy lahachmer. If she found this later, she discovered the next day that she had the long fingernail, but there was no dirt. It was just a long fingernail, so we're machmer. We have the minute to cut the fingernail. She didn't do it. So if she realizes the next day, we don't have to send her back to the mikveh. And he writes, Kadei lohotzi, shalo lohotzi laz al bilosa. Okay, and even if she wasn't with her husband, it's still mechorot, I'm going to go back, ain't shikham tuil acheres. All right, now, miu b'ravan, he quotes this Ravan, the Shabbos. Okay, he says, he says that if it's supposed to be cut off, it's considered chatzitza now, which is similar to what the Ramah said. And therefore, but not for a different reason, right? He says, like you just said, Philip. Okay, and there's two different things here. You said it, right? As you said, there's two different issues at play here. There's the potential for gook being underneath the fingernail, and there's the problem of the long fingernail itself. Sounds to the Ravan like the issue is the long fingernail itself. That's the point Atzmachot says this. All right? And he quotes the Bach. Tafilu borilo shelo hoya shum tit klal yesh lach mishat tipo pam shenis. And therefore, the Shach concludes, I don't understand why the Maram of Lin was so makel and said, well, if she had gone home already, you have to make her go back. I'm not sure he's right. Near the Hecha the Eflis, couple lines of Shah, Hecha the Efshah lach zolipo, fil lo motza ad lamocha, yeshah lach zolipo. O kimidumili shekeno gin lahoros. Aba Hecha de lo Efshah, the ain lach. Okay, that's the Shah. So the Shah, in effect, accepts the Ramah, based on this Ravan, that even if you didn't cut the fingernail, it's good to go in a second time. The Taz is not so strict. The Taz, 31.
If there is dirt, that's mean you're mocking, you go back.
What's that?
If there is dirt, that's mean you're mocking.
Yeah, if it's a real chatzitza, then you're in trouble.
Because that's mocking,
yeah. Yeah. Now, Avalatzipor and Atzmo, the fingernail itself, the Chorus, writes the Taz, the Kwan Chot, the Mishom Gufa, Yishom Adomalus, that's just a part of the body, okay? It's an appendage of the body. But then he writes in Chafalaf, he quotes the Sharidura that the Shah quoted. And he quoted the Maram, I'm going to have to read it all again because we mentioned this already, and he quoted the Mor V'chosniz al Mufar al-Bat, Kosa Shanir Eloha, Filin Bori Shaloha, Shem Tzua, Tipo Pam Shenis, Shav Ika L'man Domer, the Shilin Dimit Tziporin, Omer L'Katsu U'chotzit. And it's not like the hair. Why? Because the hair you don't cut, so I don't cut their fingernails. Well, a lot of women don't cut their hair much at all. The fingernails everybody cuts, and so on. But he says, Dvarav Tumuim, this is a very astonishing psak, he said. Okay? Because all the poskim said it's only a minig, the alma lito tziporayim, ain't even a din, okay? And he said, certainly, again, he quotes this Maram Lubin also, and he makes this chilek, between if she was back with the husband, if she's not back with the husband, and so on. Anyway, the Taz concludes, especially since the Rebbe Tam, if we bring that Rebbe Tam in, it's a tzniff lahok, it's not so sticky. Anyway, so bottom line is, he says you don't want to be machmir, and therefore, certainly if she went home, you can forget about it. Okay.
When do we qualify? Like, let's say someone call, like a woman calls and says like, okay, I didn't have a relationship with my husband yet, but like, I gave him a hug. Like, where do you put the line and show the scum?
I think after the woman, number one. After the husband. And if it's a big tercha, it's a big tercha, I think you don't have to. We have other cases like this. It's not a tercha, it's home already. I'm sometimes possible. Forget about it. Okay, you're home already.
Even if
they're
religious, as long as
you're
at home.
Yeah, sure. How big a tercha is it? You know, and again, and who's the woman? And what's she, you know, sometimes when it's dressed, these women, they're all undressed together. But some women, yeah, you have to know case by case. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right? The Sivitara and
Sivitara. But we call it Tazna. That it's the next morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Every next morning, we don't
make that. That he says, yeah. The Siddur Torah says, okay. He says, actually, it's an interesting question. The Siddur Torah quotes the Shach, the Choshesh LaHachmer Pidas HaRavan, like we said, okay. But he says, I wouldn't dismiss the. So in my opinion, line four, like you're saying, on this day, the Mishum Zein Lidchos Divrei Amaram Lublin, Batad Malachad HaRavan Hu Yachid B'Zeh. Right, the Rabban of Das Yachid, B'chol HaPosk B'cholkolov. Okay? He then has a Lomdusha point at the end. The Taz says the whole thing's only subject to Rabban to begin with because he says, it's interesting in the Lomdusha, you can look at that. The Siddur Torah says, in the second, the first part of the statement is Halacha, right? He says, we shouldn't be so fast to dismiss the Taz. The whole Rabban is a Das Yachid anyway, so we can rely on the Taz, like you said. But, then he said, that which the Taz says only have a Sveik of Darbonin here. So here, we spoke about the much earlier in the year, the Sveik of Darbonin, but it's connected to Chazak Yisura, right? Because she's Tmeya, right? So he said, so the Taz holds that even Sveik of Darbonin Hokel, even against Chazak Yisura, right? The Taz was Shitoso. That's what he says. The Taz was Shitoso, that calls Sveik of Darbonin Hokel, I feel it's Chazak Yisura. Okay, which he says earlier in Yoredeya. That's the Taz. But the Shach, held not that way. Shach holds the last line of that page. The hechad is chazik isur afilu b'sod rabbanon din achmer. Him kein en kam lach mahakel. So there could be that's a shach and a taz l'shita asam. Yeah. In other words, the sveik rabbanon. It is a sveik rabbanon. The question is, does that help? According to the taz, yes, it does help. Even against this chazik isur, according to shach, not so fast. Okay, got it. That's what the Sitchitar points out. We mentioned this already in one of the Rishonim, okay, the Mordechai said it, the Ravan said, right, in 27, so that's the question, do we have this the same dinim by the toenails? I guess that wouldn't be a manicure, that would be a pedicure, right? So the Pischei Tshuva, it's a cotton yud here, 33, writes, Ro'isi b'kisa harav ha'gadol marin rab Daniel, that's the Chamudi Daniel, Shadaito lahokel but tzipane haraglayim. There's more room to make with toenails. She'ena tzvicha tefila acheres. Even if you hold the shach and nails, but not if or the Ramos machmer like the Ravan, but not with the toenails. Hagam she'ena yodas im hayanoki. Because of she'efshar filo yodas shel hayanoki ain't tzvicha acheres. Why? Even she knows because shebaraglayim ain't dark on shalom oshim lahakpid. Women are not as makbid with the toenails. Now, is that true today still? I don't know. You know, especially when we're open-toed sandals, something like that. You know, they do, and they get pedicures. I don't know. You know, for sure, more makbid. The question: are you makbid at all down on the toenails? The Pesach Shuvah is makel here. Okay, according to Chamudina, it's one. You know, you look in the Shema Levi and the Bar HaShulchan here, I didn't print it here, but there's some who I think the Bar HaShulchan is machmir, if she knows she has especially long toenails, right, and there could be stuff under there and so on, then there's
Lahachmir. Then you should be more machmir if you're wearing open toes, because
I know,
because you are machmir. Can get there.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So I hear it. So I think that, the women do cut the toenails before going to work, they do. But in terms of if you found a mistake, you have to make her go back,
even say Pandura or toenail after.
So according to the Pesach Shuvah, he said, no, I feel him a dash, so no, okay, ain't talk to your cheres. Can we not mock that? Okay.
Caesar toenails, much less.
Yeah, right, correct. That's why. Not mock me. I don't care as much about it. Now, there's another interesting question which comes up the way the Poskim discussed. The three Rishonim, they're printed here, the Mordechai, the Truman, the Smad, said the 34. What if kishir tefillah b'chalamoid? Okay, now one of the dinim of chalamoid, you're not supposed to cut your fingernails and toenails in chalamoid. Okay? So what if she comes to a tefillah chol hamoed? So the Mordechai writes there in Tavshin Mem Zayin, 34. She wrote a tefillah chol hamoed, tachto chatzi ponayim b'shineho. So let her bite her fingernails off. Oh, derech shinu, some other shinu way. Because the Gemara Moed Katan says the isser of cutting off your nails on Yanta chol hamoed is begistri, which means b'misraim, scissors, cuticle scissors, nail scissors. Okay? Or he has sakin or some type of knife. But hilchach nachon adover, the best thing would be shashivcha kusis tegalcha v'amir lekusis mutar mutar v'akam mitzvah. Let a guy, a sugar woman, cut it off. Okay, let the get the lady from the nail place cut it off. Okay, and it's mutar chalamay because it's amir lachri is mutar v'akam mitzvah. Okay, but if there's no ain lekusis, no non Jew around, then tinoker b'tov atish adavas b'mavadah. So clean it thoroughly, but don't cut it. So that's an issue. You can't cut it straight. The truma also say for truma.
Clear mutter, it's not mitzvah mutter. About the biyad, I'm saying.
No, for the guy to do it. Or
the
for
biyad.
No, he's saying biyad. He's saying biyad not to do it.
No,
but
or the guy.
Either do it yourself for the shinoi.
Yeah, well, but that's.
For the guy can do biyad.
If you use shinoi, which is biyad, right?
Yeah, biyad. Like,
and that's mutter. It's only mach mitzvah mutter. Like, could a person?
Oh, no, I think it's Mokha Mitzvah. No, I think it's Mokha Mitzvah. Only Mokha Mitzvah. The Truma writes in Zimukuv Dalet, again, Mikol Mokha Mir, Dominic, Shechotkin, and Tzipranayim, etc. Okay, but in Cain, in Iritzilu Chalamoid, so then you should just clean it properly, but Bola Hakma, if you want to be mouth, then bite to do with your mouth. Yachtok Tzimar Rishinel, Derech Shinu. Okay, or find Shifkas or Goya. He says the best thing. Hey, no, Mandu Lassos. Hey, Nakhon Lassos. And even though we say Amir Lachri Shvu, it's better than doing it yourself. The Smag also, because you're out of there. Nagu Anashim Lachtoch and Tzibanayim Kolam Tzvila, etc. Ukeshe Ira Tzvila Chalamoy, Tichatech Tzibanayim B'Shineha Odarach Shinoi. Okay? Same idea. Now what's interesting is, they're all talking about Chalamoy. What about Shabbos Yontem? So the answer is you do the preparation before. So she cut her fingernails on Friday afternoon before she had part of her mikvah preparation is cutting her nails. So if it's Friday or it's ergantiv, she do it before. The issue that the Taz will deal with in the second half of Sivkot Mechal Malach 37, okay, the Taz wonders, well, what if it's Taka Shabbos? Ergantiv, and you realize you didn't do it. All right, so let's look at the Taz inside of Mechal Malach. Kevan remember, cutting the fingernails to begin with, you have to make it clean. But cutting the fingernails to begin with is only a minig. Nearly the hod the isa b'mordechai, that which the Mordechai quoted, another Rishon. In ira tzilas v'chalamoy, nachon adover sheshivcha v'rekom degalchem, right? Amir la v'rekom shvus etc. Makom mitzvah lo gozul. If ain lo v'rekom then tenakir heitem v'tichin achzei parin. Ad kanon shalom. Haynu dafke b'chalamoy. Av Shabbos yontif im iris sheshachol itol tzipranayim lo tomar lavodas kol b'tachtapo. Taz paskin this amir l'nochi, that's on chalamoy. Not Shabbos yontif gufa. And you shouldn't. Why? Because the kevon she'ein mitzvah gemurah b'netil tzipranayim, because not really a mitzvah, not really mokum mitzvah. You don't have to cut the fingernails. It's only a minig. Okay, and he says, ein mitzvah gemurah b'netil tzipranayim da'ef shar b'nikur. Tachdom l'chud, you can just clean that properly. So loma nevatav zeh shus, tamila v'rekom shusu. Not only that, v'su, right? He says, if it's Shabbos or Yontif, then you can't tell it to a goy because it's not mokum mitzvah. Because there's other ways to do it. You can do it without violating the shus. And then he says, v'su, furthermore, du chumur da'asu l'kula. Right, it's Messiah. You, the Jew, has a role. The guy is doing the actual cutting, but she has to position her hand. She has to move it a certain way, and so on. So it's Messiah, and therefore it's Kilu. He owes some malacha zu. She assumed the rice of Shabbos Yontif. And he quotes other examples again that prove that. And therefore, it's not possible to do it in such a way without Yesher. She can't just sit there like a goof and keep her hand. She has to move it. She has to, so therefore it's a cool.
And furthermore, of course, ain't lomar ben charami shelo tipol kisher kem shalos yontiv, and don't say, well, okay, so she can't go to the mikveh. Say, you know, we don't say that either. The gam b'chalamoyde tila deshnaket tiburam v'lomi gor b'shalos yontiv. Okay, if she doesn't have a gor, why should it be any worse? So therefore, he says, anyway, the Taz says, don't ask a guy to do it, clean it thoroughly yourself, get rid of all the gook, and that's it. In the end, he writes, or isi misha shogeg was ever tziva lachlu yontif, aydeh emolchom, velo kiveh nechom. I saw some other posts from saying, to ask a guy to do it, but it's not correct. So holds the Taz. The next source, not going to read the whole thing inside, it's a long, mekudas hakeser, a shot, disagreeing with this Taz. Alright? First, he says, this, again, this Taz, it's according to Chafal, in two parts. The first part we read earlier, back in number 31. Okay, that's where he quoted the, you know, the business with the Tom Lublin, and going back, you know, he went home already, and so on, that issue. Okay, where the Shach and the Ramor seem to be kosher to the Ravan, and the Taz says, you don't have to. That was the first half of the same Sukkot. Okay, we just read now about Shabbos Yontif is the second half of that same, so long Sivkot and Chafala. I split it too, because two different things. Because that Kesef comments on the whole thing, and he writes, first he quotes the Shach, he said, look, I wrote the Shach, I answered the problem of why the Rav, do follow the Ravan and so on, and he says he saw someone raise the issue, that was the Rami Lublin, fine. But in the second line, it's also now, Gamma Sheposef, the Shabbos Titpol Shenis, Vasura Lechach of Hatziporn, the sea and very easy to shuggle and see lach of the yomtu like they know Chris. Zer shahara tabor, I disagree, says the Shah. That person who passed the Shias to go, I think is correct. That is the correct Shah. Okay? And that which he said, it's a Messiah, so it's like you did the Malacha, says the Taz, says the Shah rather, for trying to talk. He's wrong on two counts. Okay? Because first of all, we're probably not dealing with this with the Raisa here anyway. Okay, even you yourself cut it with the scissors. They're not an issue deraisa according to many. Okay, that's number one. Not to go to the issue deraisa. What exactly is this? Right? What's it under? Cutting down and so on. So not so push it to deraisa. Okay? I mean, it's such a thing, you give an Eved a haircut on Shabbos, it's like kotzer, avodah huksel karkos. It's like, you know, I have discussion about that. What exactly is going to be this? It's not so posh to deal with the rice to begin with. Okay, and certainly if you do with your own, with your hand, the shiva with your hand, but koshkin miyado, not the miyado, the kula amalek is the rice. That's not an issue of the rice. So again, he discusses some of these cases, and I don't want to go into it now. And he says, in this case, you're not a messiah; it's messiah in bo mamish. Okay, and therefore he thinks it's mutter to tell it to a guy, and this is a makom mitzvah, so I don't really want to go into the whole shach now in the interest of saving some time, because he goes through some Shabbos in Yom. Only deal with the Darbonon, and there is no Messiah, and therefore he writes, in Cain, Shapri Yeshomer Lagoy, Shayito Atziporim Biyol Rishinom, Kevin HaMakom Mitzvah. There's enough for mitzvah, tell a guy to do with his hand. I want to say with the kli you can't, okay, but tell the guy to do with his hand, that's certainly allowed. Okay, and he writes, I feel a bit kli high in your lot. In my opinion, it's even with the kli you can do it. He quotes it. We show them like that. All right, anyway. Not only that, he writes at the end, but there are poskim who say, I feel a malacha gemura mutta lama le guy, maka mitzah. Okay, you can tell a guy for maka mitzah, even an actual malacha.
You want? The hint of the guy, or you can say it directly?
I don't say it. It says we hint. Anyway, so that's a big machog with Shach and Taz.
You might be a little crazy if you ask him to bite off your nail.
I know. Do with his finger though. He thinks it's the allow with the Kli. He said, okay, you want to be mapping the Kli, but he's make him. The Biskei Tshuva in Sukkot Yud Aleph 39 says, quotes the Shus Yaakov. So Yaakov's an early Yaakov, that's the Chok Yaakov on the page, and certain like Yechus Pesach and other places. So he writes, the Nira lo ikar la maise kemaskanas balan akudus akesev lito aide koch ove kohom biyodo b'shinov. Yonah Chachamzi disagrees. Okay.
Okay, and he said it could work with a kli too. That's how. So we pass like the nikkuz akes that you can ask the guy to do it. Lashinoi. Shulchan Aruch nechus Shabbos. So in Shin Mem Sevala writes Osur lito saro tziporno ben biyad ben bekli ben baatzvo ben lacher. Okay, that's number one. So on that, the Mishabur writes in the Bir Halacha. Oh, I'm sorry, Mishabur. It's Mikot Gimel, 41. It's Mikot Gimel. The Mishabur writes Bechayev of Beisaros, etc. He says it will inyan nitilas tzipor. Second line of Mikot Gimel, the Mishabur. So in Shin Mem. Well, inyan nitilas tzipor naim kozva yirav dafilo tzipor neecher chayev vechemu etc. The isha sheshochachal lito tzipor naim erev Shabbos. Our case. The yira tfilas of leish Shabbos. Masek on Avram. Okay, if the guy can't do it, like you said, it looks strange, or he's not able to do it, so then he can even have him do a kli. If ain't over go, if there's no akum there, no guy there, near sheish lismok b'shas hamchak, ala niko shetanake tachat ziporn obovad, shetayin heiter shloi b'shum tinov. But either way, if you're not going to do this, then you have to make sure it's technically. Okay? Yes? Good. Next case. That's with the fingernail. Now continue about the fingernail. The same Mishnah in Mikvos, Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah Gimel said Eilon Shein Chotetzin. So one of the things Ein Chotetzin, Mishnah Dalet, is Mitziporen HaMidduldeles, a hanging fingernail. And part of it cracked. You know, you have a piece of the fingernail off. So the Mishnah says that's not a Chatzitza. Tosefta, same Tosefta, Perek Vav Alochahei, 43. Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef Omer Tziporin Shepiresh. If it's detached, Ruba, most of it's detached. Hare Zena Chotzetzes. That's not a Chatzitza. But apparently, if a part of it is a Chatzitza. So, again, maybe a little bit of a distinction between the Mishnah and Tosefta. Because Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef and Tosefta said it depends whether it's Rove is detached, only a small part is detached. The Mishnah didn't make a distinction. The Mishnah said simply in 42, Mishnah Dalet, Vitziporin HaMidduldeles, any hanging fingernail. Right? But the Tosefta limited it, depends whether it's Rove or it's only a small part of it. So the Rambam, Paskins, like the Mishnah. Part Beis HaLachid Dalet, again, 44. The She'ein Chotzinu Adam, Vitziporin HaMidduldeles. Right? That's one of the examples. The Torah, however, Pasins like the Tosefta. Well, that's in Kuf Tzadichas, 45. Tzipor and Amadudela, Shapir Shem Mi'uta, Chotzetzes. Pirsha Ruba, Ena Chotzetzes. Okay? So, the Machlokas. Machlokas Ram the Tur. Now, and again, we go back to what we said before. The Tosefta is arguing with the Mishnah. It's like we said earlier. The Rama may learn that Tosefta is arguing the Mishnah. We pass like the Mishnah. And the Tur learned that Tosefta is modifying the Mishnah. There's no argument. So the Beis Yosef discusses the Shita. I mean, there's two ways to learn the Rambam, right? And the Rambam is called Tzipor and Mudelos, right? Avala Rambam Perek Beis Mechon Yivov Sanah Gadal Kosev Gabi Elu She'enah Chotzin Tzipor and Mudelos Kilush Shidim Asnisen. The Rambam points out the Beis Yosef. The Rambam says it's like lying to the Mishnah. Velo Chilek Ben Pirsha Rubel and Pirsha Miyuta. He makes no Chilek between how much of it is detached. The Efshe the Iyu Nami Sober the Locha Gunas of Yosef Elo Shu Zal Meforish. He said again, this should be honest with Yosef. Yochanan and Yosef, whoever it was, yourselves, but he's coming not to argue with the Mishnah, right? Yeah, the music from the Antioch again. Okay, anyway, so he may learn that Yonah Yosef is coming to the Farish. The Pirsha Ruba, the Naka, Labla Muta Pirsha, Miuta, El Rabusa Naka, Pirsha Ruba, the Lord of Chatzitza, the Kosher and Pirsha Miuta. But you can learn that way. When he says Pirsha Ruba, look at the words in 43 again. Yochanan Yosef says Tzipor and Shapir Shuba Harei Zeina Chotzetzes. Not to say, but the other thing is, but even Ruba, right? Even Ruba is not a Chotzetzes. Not a Chayiv. Kosher Kane. If I'm saying, in other words, when look at the words in 43. Yochanan Yosef Omer Tzipor and Shapirish Ruba Harei Zeina Chotzetzes. So what's the flip side of that? What's the deal there? What's the converse of that? Is it, but if it's only Miuta, it is a Chatzitza? Or no? Even Ruba is not a Chatzitza. Most of it is hanging.
So that's one way to learn it. So that, and that says the Beis Yosef is how the Rabbah, one explanation, how the Rabbah learns it. That's why Yochum Yosef is not arguing. The Mishnah says, Tziporin, Hamil Delos, Ein Chotetin, and Yochum Yosef it agrees. He says, even if it's Rove. Not even if it's Rove. Okay, Lav Nehute Pirsha Miyuta, Le Butsa Nachat. Pirsha Ruba Delov Chatzin, Le Koshim Pirsha Miyuta. Or, the Efser, Shigam Huzal Mepharish, but Dafka Nachat Yonim Yosef. But you could learn that the Ramal holds, the Yonim Yosef is Dafka saying Pirsha Ruba, Ein Chotetin, Aval Pirsha Miyuta Chotetin, Ella min chazina de mishma de chido kamar lo, but he says that. But mashma de rabbanan pligala, and he passed the like rabbanan. So there's two different ways to learn how the Rambam learned this up. But either he learns that Yochanan ben Yosef just explaining the Mishnah, and when he says tziporin shapir shuba harez ena chotzetz means certainly miyuta is not chotzetz, then it's completely consistent with the Mishnah, which made no chiluk. Or no, he's arguing, but he's a das yochanan with no pasuk. All right, anyway, if we follow that's the Beis Yosef. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Simchaf Aleph. Tziporin ha'mdudela shepir shemiuta chotzetzes, but pirsha ruba ena chotzetzes. Okay, only a little bit is chotzetzes, because that your mak, you know, we'll see why. Okay, what does it mean? Chavav says the shach, I mean he atzma mishum shepirsha afil lo nimtza alav davar chotzetzes. Even if the, if there is you know, there's nothing under it, it's still it's still chotzetzes. I mean the nail itself. And it's Chassim Chacham Zayin, the Shach writes, Pirsha Ruba and Chatzetz, Venira de Lididan. According to us, like I said earlier, De Noagim Lahatzricha Tvila Shenesim Lachacha Tziporin, Hua Din Hacha. So he said, even this, we, if you never cut the nail at all, we require that the Shach was Choshat Ravan back in the number, what was it? Back in number 30, okay, against the Taz. So he says the same thing here, perhaps, or maybe here, will be Mako. Efshal Chalek, they came to an Adina, Philo Nisha Tziporin, Eno Chotzes, Kol Shadu, maybe here will be Mako. It depends on the actual physical dirt there. See, that was a distinction. But in any event, we do have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, okay, because the Tur, one second. The Rambam simply said Tziporin back in 44. The Rambam part Beit Halafi Yudal says Elu Shein Chotz Vodam Tziporin Hamidul Delis. Okay, and didn't make a difference whether it's Rov or Miut, and the Tur did make a distinction. So what exactly is the Machlokas about? So I'm going to say this outside. The Beis Yosef has two ways in 49, two ways to learn the Machlokas. Okay, the question is, one way to look at it is to say, well, the issue is somebody Makbid when Pirish Miuta? Are you makbid when it appears muta? The Rambam perhaps holds that you're not makbid. If only a small thing is detached, you're not makbid, and therefore it's not chotzes. Whereas the Torah will say, no, the Torah will say, pirsha muta chotzes, because you are makbid. That's the first paragraph there. Okay, and the paragraph will be, it depends on your peda. Okay? Because pirsha muta, ikalameh de kapta. Okay, I know you should detach it is because it maybe it hurts to detach it. Okay, look at the fourth line of 49. The Shemay Yishlomer the time of Mishum the Kevin the Pirsha Ruba Hariyachal Asir Biyada. Now, why is there a difference in Bishas? Why is there between Rove and Miut altogether? Why do we say that Rove is if part of Rove is detached? Why do we say that's not a detachment? Because when Rove is detached, it's easier to just take it off. The fact she doesn't take it off indicates that it's not makbid. Okay, but with miut, you know, it's sometimes harder to get it off, so therefore it might be different. But that's one way to look at the machlokas. The other is the Odi Shlomo, which she thinks is the preferred approach. The second paragraph, therefore, then Odi Shlomo Buanachon. Okay, the Odi Shlomo, he says, no, the concern is there any stuff underneath it? Okay, the issue is, you know, is the tziporin at that point part of the goof? Is it considered part of the body? So the Rambam would say, no, it's not really part of the body. And the Torah would say, yes. So therefore, it's considered, you know, that's why he makes the chilek there. And the Rambam says that it's not a chatzitza. Okay. I don't want to spend that much time on this. The Torah, we saw already how the Shulchan Aruch paskin. Okay. The Taz has a different explanation altogether.
The Taz says the in the Tzirkot Chav Beis says the issue is, you know, can water get in there? Okay, can you know, is it when the nail is cut, can water get in there? But as I said before, we're makbid to cut all the nails, and that's why this part is not so okay, Lamaisa. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva and Tzivkot in your bays brings up a different issue. You really, I don't want to talk, I got kind of fingers. Just one or two other things to finish up. In some communities, the minig is that a kala cuts her hair. You know, by some chassidim, they have the practice, they won't have almost no hair, right? They wear a head covering the whole time. And they cut it right after the first time some actually cut it right after, by the yichud, whatever it is. Okay, so the question is, some sofa was asked, that's the Pesachei Tshuva and Tzivkot in your beis. Odos kalos shetovlos v'sarosen aruchos v'asidin lokots achar bilas mitzvah. Okay, is the hair going to be now a chatzitza for her? Because you're going to be cutting it off. So kevin shesofa l'sgaleach. That's what some sofa is. He said, pikpek rav echad lochos sheachutzu kevin shesofa l'sgaleach. Right, then we said anything which is going to be cut off, okay, is a chatzitza. What was the language? Kolom is a gemara in your phone. In Kulan. What is it? Kolom lachtu chaduk domi. Right, it's going to be cut off already. So that's the question. We apply that here. So he quotes some sofer. He says not an issue. Ain kan beis mechush minisol Torah. Okay, because we only say kolom lasos and so on. That's when. Do it right now. But here there's going to be time. The Bilas Mitzvah is in between. It's plenty of time, so we won't say it. Rav Moshe also has a truth about this in Yoredei Chelik Beis Siman Pei. Okay? He says, Be'elu Shenogas Lagach Sain. It's not our minig, and most of our communities, women and wives, do this anyways. But there are those places where it is. Okay? Mashashor Malas Kodor Kama Yomel Vna Tvila Tzvicha Lagalech. And the anoshim shenogos legalech esar rosh on lo b'shul chatzitza l'tvili, and b'shul isri halichas prui rosh. Okay, the reason they cut the hair, these women, is not because they're worried about chatzitza. Okay, some I think say that is the reason. So, you know, they have a problem with chatzitza with the hair if there's no hair. But the Rosh Moshe, that's not the reason. The reason is because they don't want to go around on the hair uncovered. But machlas she'ein zechiyah medina reshos legadol, but that's not ikar din because they can have long hair and just keep it covered with a proper tichel and proper hair covering, right? L'chasor ve'ekisa. So therefore, and our beimer rosen rishon rachanim lo nogim l'shein legal kosher. And many, many great rabbanim, it was not the practice. Their wives did not cut the hair off like that. In some chassidish communities, that's the practice. Okay, and they should do it the way they learn from their mothers and so on. But l'tvila afim obar zman shadarkal izgalef pashut she'eno chotzeitz. He also agrees it's definitely not. It's still part of the body. Okay, and that's what he says about the tazu in case we forgot to cut the fingernail. Okay, and here too, certainly when not everybody cuts their hair, so it's considered part of the body. And furthermore, he says there's a difference between fingernails and hair, Moshe writes. Okay, fingernails people cut all the time, hair people cut less frequently. Anyway, he's also make on that issue. Last topic.
Even if they're shaving the yichud room, isn't Shuvah just only because they're...
After Bill Smith is all in
the
time
between. Here's before Bill Smith, so.
But I think the whole yichud room counts instead of Bill Smith, I think. I'm not sure what they practice. They do it that night, I don't remember.
I think something with
the yichud. Right before, right?
I'm thinking like Tov Zayin,
right
for sure.
Yeah. Tov Zayin,
there.
I'm not sure which one. I'm not sure Bell's, but some of them are right there. Never, the kala sits and cries. Tough. People take their religious responsibility seriously, very seriously. Okay, that's the minute. Or Moshe writes. Moshe doesn't denigrate the minute. He writes, L'chein tasek efi min haga, sh'omer la ima. Follow, they didn't give up. That's what they told her to do. Okay, I think it'll make no difference, I think. Anyway, that's on that issue. The last topic, the last sif for today, Tosefta, same Tosefta, Paragraf Alocha 53. What about Abraham Bosar Middle Dolan? What if you have a loose limb? It's hard to have a loose limb, but let's say a broken finger, a broken some skin loose, and stuff like that. So the bride says, Hare Elo Ein Chotzitin. That's the gear so that we have. Hare Elo Ein Chotzitin. Aver and Bosar Middle Dolan. Okay? You have loose skin. Sometimes around your fingernail, you have loose skin hanging, or if you had a cut or something, there's a piece of skin hanging down. Sometimes people have some kind of, you know, they call it a skin tag. right, or a wart of some sort and that kind of stuff. Okay, so the Tosefta says, Hare Elo ein chotzitzim. There's no chatzitza. However, the Rosh had a different girsa. The Rosh, in Chos Mikvos, in Simon Chav Vav 54, quotes that same Tosefta and says, Eva, Rizodol, Balam, Hare Elo chotzitzim. Well, that's a big difference in the girsa. But the two different girsos, the tour, therefore, in Simon Chav Tzadichas, here wrote, Eva, Rizodol, chotzitzim. Because he had that girsa, he followed like his father, the Rosh. On the other hand, the Rosh Bo, in the Bais Aruch, Bais Zayin, Shar Zayin 56, O Chanin Shama, Eivar Basam, Dudav Adam, Arela, Ein Chotzitim. No, that's it. How are we going to, and it's two different girsos. The Smag, in Reish Memches, holds like the Rosh Bo's girso. About 57, he's told me, he comes to it a little differently. He says, Heishon Nitzah, Bichu Achaz, Ki Yabelis, Yabelis is like a wart. Okay? Yabelis b'chol makom shibaguf tavlu b'einayim. Also something in the stives and something in the eye. I'm not sure. Okay, I mean it's in the chumash too. Tavlu b'einayim. Ein al chotzitim. Shein b'teilin b'guf. He said they're not chotzit. V'chein tavtulin shel boser. Again, the skin tags, other things hanging. Kiyotzu of yoseres. Afilo omedes lichote. Ve'ever b'sar b'boser v'dolam adam shaninu shein chotzitim. V'nira afilo omdin lichote. So how do we pass the shulchan? Well, the shulchan paskins. That chotzitim, I guess he had that girsa too. Simkuf tzarechet sivchav beis, or at least he was choshish that girsa. 58. Eva rubos hamadolam chotzitim. Now it's interesting because the Ramah then writes in the brackets, aval yabelis, yoseris. Again, yabelis is like a wart, and yoseris would be like an extra piece of skin tag. Okay. Aval yabelis, yoseris. Ve'enan muldudolam, enam chotzitim. They're not hanging loose, but they're not chotzitim. So it's interesting now that the Bir Agro, and Simchot Sukkot and Chavalev says that it's it depends on the girsa of Tosefta. He quotes the Smag at his girsa, and that's also the Rashi and Tosabayis. Have a Rosh or Turgor is Chotzit. It depends on, but the Ramah, it's interesting because the Ramah writes, assuming that what's in the parentheses there, 58 is the Ramah. The Ramah says that the wart and whatever else is not Chotzit. But the Ramah, presumably, we don't know. Okay, the Ramah may not argue, and the Ramah may be saying, even if you hold the other things are chotzits, but not these. It's even Eber some Dudalim, but these things are not. It could be that even those have the girsa, the yes chotzitzin, which the Mechaber accepts, but not warts and these kinds of things. Yeah?
The presence is smag, so.
Right. I was saying, and the smag is one who had the girsa that ain't chotzitzin. Yeah, correct. Okay, again, I don't know what the presence goes on what, but. The last thing I just wanted to mention, we'll stop and get to over the time, the Bar Yashulchan, it's a Sukkot and Kuf Samech, hey, over here. V'chein Basar Kosher Shebe'ekev. The back of your ankles, this hard skin, what do you call it, the dead skin,
Dead
person.
Huh? Callus. Yeah, callus, but what's on the back of the foot, though? Is that callus? And sometimes,
The bottom of the foot or the back of the foot?
He said in the back of the foot.
Sometimes you get warts.
Maybe after, yeah. Or whatever. This, the callus heart. Yeah, callus is probably the right thing. These heart.
Blisters.
These heart. Oh, the blisters in a second. So with calluses, I feel like I'm a geshlo near the anal chotzitz. That's not chotzitz. Okay. Isha sheish ala avabua. That's blisters. Okay. Nira, look what he says. The kolzman shalom nifta. If the blister hasn't popped, so anal chotzitz. And you don't have to open it. The havel kaguf, havel in kvar niftach, it popped already. Then you have a problem. Tzricha la siro kodem trila. The havel kibasa meduldo. The chod, that's like basa meduldo, which we pass in this chod is. Right, that's exactly an example of loose skin. If the blister popped, right. But vahani mila kisha omid la siro achshav. That's only if you're going to take it off anyway. Kigon shiacholas la siro below cave. Namely, you can do without hurting. Sometimes very painful to rip that skin off. Okay, it depends when. Once the skin's more dead. Okay, then. But anyway, Avon Koyvlo Asir Aksha, but Anamel Asir Aksha Tisya Beish, you want it to dry out further. Then Nechsha Medain Kaguf Aksha. But oh, then Anamak Pedas of Asir. Okay, and Eshu Aksha Cave. But Velami is Shanamak within a hotel. Okay, so that's.
So if you're
going
to wait, it's not a problem?
He holds it. If it hasn't popped, it's not a problem. If it has popped, and you're not planning to take it off now, because it's still pain. When it first pops, it's very hard to get with. Yeah, you have blisters, right? You rip more, it hurts. That's a lot. Okay, but after a while, it doesn't anymore. The skin almost comes, the skin's dead, and it comes right off. Right? So he said, if you're not going to take it off right now because of the pain, he said, that's also not a problem.
Even
if it popped. Right? Because you're not mocked, because you can't take it off because of the cave, because of the pain. Okay?
All right.
It's kind of like a skip.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's not a skip because it's not hardened over, but yeah, it's the same something. Yeah.
Are we laughing about dry skin now? Like, I'd say when I was like dry skin in the back, on the bottom of her feet. It's just
trying to get all these things we do try.